Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, and so excited to have you guys here today. You know, this show really is about you guys. Like, I'm really doing this show for you because I want the best for you. I want you to live the kind of life that I enjoy too, which is more cash flow, more money, getting your money and your business and everything else in your life working for you so you don't have to work so hard for money, because I know you guys work hard, but you need to find a way out. You need to have the option to work because you want to, not because you have to. And that's what this show is really about. And so, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for sharing this show. I even had somebody post about me on Facebook the other day saying they're riding their bike listening to me. Hey, that is like seriously one of the coolest compliments I could ever get. So thank you so much for doing that. Hey, as a reminder, check out my website, moneyripples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. Especially if you're looking for things like ways to free up cash flow. I've got a great ebook on there that's free that you can download there. So check it out. So, you know, today I wanted to talk about a topic that many people will bring up from time to time. And that even came up recently in an event I was at, and actually a couple of events. You know, and I don't blame people for this question because, I mean, really when people are meeting me for the first time, and maybe you're tuning in to hear me for the first time, and this just happens to be that episode, you're probably wondering, is this guy for real? In fact, I just barely got off an interview that I did where the guy at the very end just said, guys, like this guy's giving awesome value in our show today, incredible value. I'm on his website. He's like, I gotta be honest, when I hear cash flow expert, I want to call bull. Like, I think those guys are just full of crap, you know, especially their financial advisors and stuff. They're crap. You know, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't actually walk the walk, you know? And, I'm glad that I was able to change that perception. I'm glad he said it live on the air too. That's kind of a cool compliment. Thanks. You know? So people will always ask, because obviously they want to know, am I for real? And the truth is that, guys, I'm telling you exactly what's going on in my life and has gone on. I mean, if you've listened to enough episodes, you've already heard a lot of the crap, and I'm going to share some more. So, in fact, I have another episode coming up really soon that's going to talk about, you know, ways to reverse some scarcity and go into abundance mindset, because I've had a lot of practice with that, especially over the years and 17 years of business. But the question that people keep asking me is, Chris, all right, why do you keep working if you're retired? Like, why do you, you know, if you're so retired, why are you still here? Why aren't you just on a beach, you know, drinking pina coladas or whatever? In my case, probably virgin pina coladas, because I don't drink. But, you know, why aren't you doing that kind of stuff? And the truth is because, and this is really my response to everyone, I was like, that's because you've never been retired. If you've never been in a place where you could retire, you wouldn't understand. And any of the people that I have that are friends that have actually been in this position before know exactly what I'm talking about. Or anybody who's ever said they've actually gone to retirement, you know what I'm talking about. Because if you have never retired before, you don't realize how much it's actually kind of a waste. You know, it really is. I mean, it's because financial advisors have taught it for so long, but they're telling you that retirement is like the ultimate goal in life, you know, to be free. But the truth is that freedom comes with a cost. That freedom actually, for many people, becomes death. You know, there's a reason why a lot of times people will die soon after they retire, not because they were in horrible health, but because when you lose purpose, when you don't have a real purpose in retirement, it actually is a really cruddy time of life. It's not fun. I learned that the first time in 2006. You know, I got to the point and I realized, like, wait a minute. You know, especially when I was doing the math in June of 2006, I'm like, wait. Okay, so this was a really good month, but even based on next month and the month after, like, I was projecting out my months, I'm like, wait, I technically don't have to bring in any income from the stock coaching job I had, right? And that was a big epiphany. It was a shock because I didn't think it would happen that fast, that, you know, just $4,000 or $5,000 a month was all it took to get me there. I mean, I knew I only needed $3,500 a month at that time for the expenses I had. But, when I was making at least $4,000 a month, I'm like, wait, I'm there. And then the fear crept in. The fear of, wait, what am I going to do now? Well, now what? Do I keep working? Do I quit? What do I do now? And when that became an option, and this is why I'll have you ask, because this is going to be a big question for you, is why would you keep working? Why would you keep doing stuff? Why do you see rich billionaires still out there doing things right now when they don't have to do a darn thing? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it gives us life. Real life. It gives us purpose. Life without purpose, you might as well not have life. It's not life at all, right? You got to have real purpose, like a real mission in life. And for me, I love teaching. Like, I love sharing things that I've learned. This was even true when I did ballroom dancing. I mean, like when I used to be one of the nation's top amateur dancers, like a lot of times dancers, if I try to ask them for help, very rarely would they say, yeah, sure. Like, yeah, come on in. You know, like, yeah, I'll teach you everything I know. No, they wouldn't do that. They'd say, go find it out on your own. You know, occasionally they'd throw me a bone and give me a little bit, especially if it was something like we were dancing on the same team together. They don't want me to embarrass them. But for the most part, they didn't share. But when I came to dancing, like, I love sharing what I learned, even the stuff that I paid good money for. And so and by the way, when I teach that kind of stuff, right? Whenever I teach, I learn it so much better. Plus it kind of keeps an extra measure of accountability on myself to make sure I do and practice what I preach. And so that's what happens. Like, you know, in 2006, people started asking me, even though I vowed never to teach about money again, I just wanted to teach ballroom dancing. People were like, hey, but tell me, like, what have you learned? What do you know? Like, is there something different going on with you? Something's changed. By the way, that was an internal change. It had nothing to do with the strategies I was using. It was because I was changing. I was less in scarcity. I was relaxing more and I was loving it. And so, you know, when people ask me, well, why do you keep working? Because I love it. It doesn't feel like work, you know? And even before I got to the point where I could retire again, like I was able to do 2 years ago, you know, I still loved it. In fact, that's why I knew I was doing something right. Cause I wanted to. I just wanted to keep doing what I'm doing. And I think that's a great piece of advice for any of you, is that if you truly want to, you know, have a great business, find something you would love to do regardless of the money. You know, now granted, of course, the money means something. I'm not saying just work for free, but find something that brings you joy, something that brings passion and life to you, something you really enjoy. And this is kind of the thing I want you to do too. Even though you guys are working jobs or whatever it might be, you know, really look for ways to find joy with your money, because you should really be investing in things that bring you joy, whether it be investing time and energy into a business, whether it be investing in, you know, into certain types of investments that you just love. Like, I love that. I just spoke with a client yesterday and she just said, you know, like I got this big learning curve ahead of me she's trying to do wholesaling of properties, right? She's learning how to do that. She was like, I got a big learning curve. I haven't made any money. In fact, I've only forked out money to learn this stuff. And she's paid a lot of money for it too. And she's like, I'm giving myself 6 months, which, by the way, usually about 6 months when people burn out anyways. So it'll be interesting to see. But here's the key. And this is how I knew that it would be successful. You know, is that when I asked her, like, well, hey, even if you didn't need the money, would you still do this kind of thing? And she said, yes. I was like, there you go. That's the key. And that's the thing you need to ask yourself, is if money were no issue, what would I want to invest my time doing? What do I want to spend my time doing? Now, by the way, if you say things like, I want to go travel, here's the thing I know about you. You're not traveling, and that's why you're saying it. If you say you spend more time with families because you feel like you're not spending any time with the family, you know, whatever you usually answer that question at surface level, you'll say whatever you're not doing right now. Now, that may be true because you might spend more time with family. You might travel more. But here's the thing I guarantee. You're not going to be traveling 52 weeks out of the year, because that's exhausting. For most people, and I'd say the vast majority of people, if not every person on this planet, you know, traveling, just roaming the earth every single day of your life is probably not ideal. You probably want to settle down and just kind of relax. Now, you might roam gradually, right? You might stay in different spots. Maybe you're a gypsy. But you're not going to be like traveling like every single week to a different destination. It's just too much. You know, you're not going to probably want to spend every single waking moment with your family. You know, and I know there are people that say they do, but I challenge you on that, that they might drive you nuts eventually. You might realize, I need to do something else too. I need a hobby or something. And so when you're looking to figure out what to do, and you really do need to answer this question before you get out of the rat race, is what would I spend my time? What would I enjoy doing? And find out what hobbies that might be. And are there ways to monetize those hobbies? You know, sometimes people are like, I really love photography. Cool. Could you monetize that too? You have a client right now. She's retired in Bali. Still, by the way, now it's been almost 2 years. She's still in Bali. And she's not doing anything with her business. She shut her business down in the U.S. Shut it down. Now, she got some passive streams of income to keep her going. But what I love is that she said, you know, if I need a little extra cash, I'll teach some yoga. So she'll teach yoga occasionally. She loves that. And that's good. Like, you should be doing the things that you love. And I challenge you to do that stuff even before you are able to retire, right? You got to do it. And so you got to understand that life is meant to be lived with passion. By the way, for me, what my passionate fire, there's a difference between, you know, keeping the fire kindled and burning out. Because for me, for example, like, you know, when I talk about working 10 to 20 hours a week, that's no joke. Sometimes I'll work a little bit more. And then other weeks, I might work 5. I will tell you, I when I was consistently working 5 hours a week, this is about almost 2 years ago, I started going down about 5 hours a week. It was horrible. I didn't like it. I lost that fire. So yes, too much work can burn you out. But too little fire means you smolder and eventually you burn out. You don't burn out, but you just, your fire becomes extinguished. And so to keep that fire burning, you got to find that right balance. And for some of you, it might be working 30, 40, 50 hours a week. Sometimes you just need that. For me personally, I'm more chill. You know, I like 10 to 20 hours a week. For others, maybe 5 is that number. And you've got to find out what that magic number is. And, you know, sadly, I don't know if there's a way to figure it out before you actually get there. It might just have to be something you play with. But I will tell you that what makes it more enjoyable is if you do keep that fire burning. You know, for me, this show is one of the biggest things that ignites my fire. You know, this is why I kind of like doing 2 shows a week instead of just one now, because I love that I can share more. And I'll tell you, like, every time I go out of town, I went to DC and I had 3 other top show topics come up in that 1 week. It's like, dang it. Like, I got more to teach you. Like, there's plenty I can teach. And there's plenty more. And so I love doing this. So I think you guys, for me personally, that, you know, as much as I'm trying to serve you, this is actually serving me as well, because I get to do what I love teaching. Even for those of you I don't even see, but I feel like I know you. Like, if you feel like I am talking to you, then yes, I am talking to you. I'm, you know, even though I'm technically talking out, looking out my window, watching a neighbor move in, you know, from my office. So, you know, not moving into my office, but I'm looking out my window across the street, watching a neighbor move in. You know, but that's a cool thing. And by the way, I think afterwards I'm going to probably help them move in. I think it's going to be fun. So thank you for allowing me to teach you. Thank you for those of you guys that work with you as clients. Like, thank you for giving the opportunity to serve you and watch your lives change. Sometimes it changes drastically in a few months. Other times it takes a few years. And I love being part of that process. I love seeing that my life is not squandered, that my time and my money and my resources and my energy is not squandered, but it's used in a way that I feel is really a God's higher calling and purpose for me. And so you guys, thank you so much for allowing me to do that. And my challenge to you is to do the same thing, to pass this on, to not squander your life, to not just try to get out of the rat race, just to, you know, just because you want to be able to do whatever you want and travel and spend time with family and just relax or whatever it might be. That's not what I want you to do. I mean, I want you to enjoy your life, but I want your life to be more than just about you. And that's what is key here. If you want to really take this to a next level, not just be rich, not just to have a lot of money, not just have great cash flow coming in, but instead to live a life of wealth. And then wealth goes well beyond money. Living truly, being truly wealthy means that you're wealthy physically, spiritually, emotionally, socially, I mean, like in all ways, that you focus on creating wealth in your life and that you live your life on purpose, with mission, with passion, and with love, and with hope. And I hope I give you guys that hope too. And so you want to know why I'm still working? Well, that's why, because I love it. It's getting rid of it would be like taking away air, you know, like I need to breathe. And so I'm so blessed to be able to do what I love every day. And I challenge you guys to figure out what that is now. Don't wait until you, like I did, and else, and you're like, wait, what do I do now? What do I do when I grow up? I don't want you to be 60, you know, 50, 60, 40 years old, 70 years old, asking yourself, what do I want to be when I grow up? Because there are a lot of retired people asking that question now. So anyways, guys, I hope this is valuable. I challenge you to live a life of purpose and passion. And I hope you make it a great and prosperous week that leads to a great and prosperous life. And we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.